It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Well, if you're not on the Arizona Game and Fish mailing list, you may have missed the fact that you can actually see, or you have the opportunity to perhaps see, a bald eagle being born in the near future. We've brought in the director of the streaming program, Mr. Jeff Myers, to tell us a little bit about a very unique service that Game and Fish provides. Tell us about it, Jeff.
I work with the Watchable Wildlife Program at Arizona Game and Fish, and our main mission is to help people engage with our diverse wildlife in the state of Arizona. What we find is that an increase of knowledge and familiarity leads to fostering ever-increasing passion among the public for conservation of the state's wildlife. So one of the ways that we do that are these wildlife cams, where we allow people kind of this intimate look into the life of various forms of wildlife that they wouldn't get to see otherwise. And our newest cam, and one that we're excited about, although guardedly optimistic, I'll tell you about that, is our bald eagle cam. We have that set up at Lake Pleasant, where they do a closure on portion of the lake every year to allow these eagles to breed. But it's been a real soap opera this year. While we were watching the breeding couple that has been returning to this nest for years, he was kind of kicked to the curb by a new male that came in.
There was a fight.
Yeah, it's
turning the old man out to pasture.
Or, exactly.
What do you say when it's an eagle? Turning him out to the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. So the new male came in and now mating with this female. The first egg was laid on the 21st. Then a couple of ravens cruised by the nest, kind of eyeballing that egg. And this new male is really inexperienced. He just doesn't really know what to do, so he doesn't really know what's expected of him. The nest is not being guarded as well as it should be, because when she goes to hunt for herself, he should be taking over nest duties. So those ravens came in, and while one kept watch, the other one ate the egg. And then they switched off. The next day, she laid another egg, and now that egg appears to be gone. So it's been this never-ending kind of this soap opera going on. But we're still, guardedly optimistic that she will lay another egg, because bald eagles typically clutch 1 to 3 eggs.
You can go to Arizona Game and Fish and stream it. It's got a great picture of the nest. And this is one of 4 game cameras that people have the option to choose from.
Correct. The Sandhill Crane Cam, which is in southern Arizona, Whitewater Draw, in the southeast corner of the state, south of Wilcox. And they winter in this area by the tens of thousands. So the best time to see them is really in the mid through late afternoon. We also have a bat roost cam. We have an old adobe barn on another Arizona Game of Fish property down at Clough Ranch Wildlife Area, just south of Pima, Arizona. And there's nothing happening there right now because the bats have all gone south for the winter. But June through early October, it's hopefully a breeding roost colony. So you get to see bats, multiple species of bats that kind of use that as a night roost as well as a breeding ground. And we have our desert pupfish cam, which is a Suniga habitat. That one is showing some endangered species of native fish like the pupfish. And during breeding season, they're a brilliant blue. And soon we'll actually have another cam coming online, a great horned owl nest cam that's also down at Whitewater Draw, the same location as the Sandhill Cranes, and that should be online for next breeding season.
A wonderful service that Arizona Game and Fish provides. You are a government agency, but this isn't public funding.
That is correct. Arizona Game and Fish receives no general tax fund dollars. So this is funded through the sales of licenses and basically viewer donations. So on any of these cams, which you just follow the wildlife links at the Arizona Game and Fish website, you can click on the donation button. And if you like what you're seeing, we encourage people to do that. And that contribution goes directly back into the programs and helps provide views like this to the public.
Now, I got a favor, Mr. Myers. You got to let us know when that great horned owl camera is live, and we'll have you back on.
All right. Sounds great.
Jeff Myers, Arizona Game and Fish Watchable Wildlife Program Coordinator. You know, we recorded that earlier this week because he's out in the field today and wasn't available for a live interview. And Gary, I had an idea for them on additional ways to raise funding.
Mm-hmm.
On that camera, they need a laser so that when the raven comes in, people that are viewing could, like, you put in your credit card ahead of time, and when it comes, you hit activate, and whoever pulls the trigger, you know, you get charged like $2 a shot and keep those ravens away.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah,
I would pay for that.
Oh, yeah, that's worth a couple of bucks for me too.
On the back of the Arizona Explorer Zone in the Republic, it's all the state symbols. I had no idea we had a state dinosaur.
A dinosaur?
We have a state dinosaur.
T-Rex or something?
Well, I didn't read it.
Oh.
I haven't gotten there yet. There's only so much I can read in the morning.
That's what you
I
do
I didn't know
me.
We have you a state neckwear.
Bow tie.
The state fish.
I'm sure it's a trout of some kind.
Apache trout. Do you know we have a state butterfly?
Could it be the monarch? No. What is it?
The two-tailed swallow.
Okay.
Tail. Two-tailed swallowtail.
Okay.
State mammal. State fossil. I didn't know we had a state fossil. The flower's obvious. Bloom
cactus.
On the saguaro. A lot of people get the state bird wrong. So many people say the roadrunner, but it's not.
Cactus wren.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus wren. So it's kind of a fun article back of the Explore Arizona section. If you want to explore Arizona, you can do that by registering for the Arizona Staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. This month's winner, Jay from Santan Valley, is going to Tubac.
Tubac. And this week, if you want to head down to Tubac, they have their annual Festival of the Arts from the 6th to the 10th of February. 200 artisans, all kinds of good food, beautiful weather to enjoy. They also have Fort Whipple Observatory, Madera Canyon, great things to say and do. Titan Missile Museum.
We'll have interviews with some of those here in the coming weeks, the Titan Missile Museum. And that Fort Whipple Observatory looks very interesting. It's at 8,500 feet elevation, that's only good enough for the 46th tallest mountain in Arizona.